Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
98 FM's all day big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now our next guest has teamed up with the new coffee brand Bravato to encourage people to take small mindful moments during busy days. Broadcaster and mindfulness advocate Dermot Whelan, welcome to 98FM. Dermot. Welcome back to 98FM. How are you?
It's lovely to be here. I mean, you know, this is a very special place to me. This is,
yes.
I know what it's like to walk around in a haze of exhaustion having done the 98FM breakfast show for years. And it's really exciting to be here. How are you getting on?
Yeah, we're getting on good.
Last time I met you guys, I was handing you a shiny gold award.
You were, oh, Dermot.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Thank you so much.
And a round of applause to you. You did a fabulous job at the IMRO Radio Awards and sure we did Hooli,
well,
didn't
look,
we?
I just have to stand there and slag everybody off.
You guys actually have
to put the work in through the whole year and win the bloody award, which is not easy to do. I think it took us like 9 years to win one when we were on breakfast, so fair play to you.
Thank you so much.
So much, Dermot.
It was a great night. Did you enjoy it? You looked very
great fun.
Very swish.
Yeah, thank you very much. As did you. Yeah.
Well, I just had the old boring tux on, but you guys look like you've been with a stylist all afternoon.
Well, maybe we had. Come here to us. There's a new coffee in town.
Yes.
Yes, I have teamed up with Bravato. I absolutely love my coffee. And you'll find it in Spar and Eurospar and Londis and Mace and over 40 outlets by the end of the year. And it's really cool, funky. You'll see it. It's kind of pink and green and in the stores. You can't miss it. It looks very cool. And it's delicious. So I love my coffee and I'm a big believer in finding little moments throughout the day. And, you know, I guess I've been teaching meditation for the last 7 years. It's very dear to my heart. Yeah. And it always really annoys me when people go, oh my God, I had to do yoga teacher training in Bali. And, you know, I went to an ashram in India. And I'm like, it's okay. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You can have your coffee and just, even if you only have the couple of minutes or just to sit down and have a couple of sips, that's enough to reset. But we have to get our minds out of the future thinking about stuff that's going to happen and out of the past thinking about stuff that did. Just use the coffee as an excuse to come into now and get out of distraction and just slide the phone away for a couple of seconds and do that. And it really does work.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Yeah.
Like, how do you find you enjoy your coffee? Is that part of your day?
I love my coffee as part of my day. And just taking a few moments. Yeah, well, because obviously after you do this show, you go home. I like to go home and have a coffee, sit there and not speak to anyone for, I mean, an hour if I can do that.
A few hours if we can.
A few hours if we can do that.
I think you might be in the wrong job, Brendan.
But sometimes we do it before we come in to start the show in the morning. We have a coffee and
we sit here
and we just have a few minutes just to relax. Well, just to have a second.
If people find it difficult, and I know we do, because the first thing we do when we grab a coffee, the phone comes out and then you're lost in distraction.
And
your mind isn't getting any rest there at all.
Yeah.
So I invented my sip technique, right? S-I-P.
Yeah.
So S, stop. Okay, so stop, get the coffee, take a moment. This is for you.
Yep.
Okay, not for the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. The emails can wait, right? The I is for inhale, because one of the nicest things in the world is the smell of coffee.
Yeah.
True.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And sometimes we're gulping the coffee down. We don't even notice we were drinking it. So just take a... inhale the smell of the coffee.
A full breath.
Yes. And then P is for presence. So just allow yourself, as I said, to not be in the future. Stop solving problems just for a moment. Okay? And enjoy that. And even if all you have is literally 30 seconds in the day just to hit that reset button, then do that. Yeah. So use the sip technique this morning.
Excellent.
With your Bravato coffee.
With your Bravato coffee, of course.
Good way to remember it, sipping the coffee. You've just filmed a new TV show, The Museum of Me. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, I absolutely can. Literally just finished it yesterday. Right. So the busy bees now are going to put it all together. But you know what? I absolutely love it. It's going to be on RT1 Telly next year. But it's about getting to know people through the objects that they hang on to. Is there anything that you have?
You wouldn't get to... I've just a minimalist. but I don't really keep anything. I keep the cards that Rebecca always gets, amazing birthday and Christmas cards, and I've kept all those.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, well,
so the, I have
you
something.
Could put them in your museum of me.
I could. Yes.
So what we do, I go out and I visit familiar faces. I go into their houses and they show me things that are dear to them. And then it usually leads us into talking about their parents or their grandparents or stuff they've done throughout their careers.
Yeah.
Then we offer to go away and we restore an item for them and bring it back to its former glory. So we have amazingly, we have like motorbikes, teddy bears, jewellery, loads of stuff. And then at the end, they walk through their very own museum of me, which is amazing.
Sorry, that must be really emotional.
Very. It's
incredibly emotional. The reactions of everybody are totally different.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really freaky thing to see your whole life laid out in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, things from your career, from, you know, relatives or maybe loved ones who've passed. And people go, wow, I would normally never get the chance to see my life laid out like this, only if I was dead.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
So to watch people's reaction, and I think it's really lovely because, you know, again, it kind of ties into what we're talking about with the coffee and all that, is that we're so focused on what's coming next in our life at the moment, particularly now in the kind of pace of life, that we don't get a chance to actually take stock and go, do you know what? I've done some cool things and I've had some really lovely relationships and I've had lots of people in my life that mean things to me, you know? And particularly in radio.
Yeah.
I mean, once one show is gone, in fact, during this show, you're probably planning tomorrow and the next day and the next day, you know?
That's
so
it.
It's nice to just take stock.
It is.
Go, do you know what? A lot of my life is really cool. So that's Museum of Me, and it's a really lovely show. And
that sounds like it's going
to
be, I mean, I don't know when it's on, but it sounds like a lovely Sunday evening watch. That's what it feels like to me.
That's it. Give us
it
a
sounds
really
like a lovely
good
Sunday
slot.
Evening, you know.
Give us a good
before
slot.
The next season of The Traitors.
Yes.
Come here. You're heading away very soon. You're off to Australia?
I am. I'm going to Australia in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be doing a show in Sydney. It's part of my Busy and Wrecked tour. So I brought out Busy and Wrecked, the book, earlier this year. There's a live show to go with it. It's a mixture of comedy, meditation, transformation. And I'll be doing it in Sydney, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
At the Paddo RSL.
So can I just put out a plea? If anybody knows anybody who's over there, will you tell them that I'm coming over?
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that the funny thing is that nobody knows who I am over there. So
there's loads of Irish over there who know who you are.
Yeah, so if there's anybody listening maybe who's got kids, friends, anybody out there, say, your man Dermot, off the radio and the telly, he's coming out. So it's the Friday, the 28th of November.
That's very exciting. And any plans for any more Irish live shows?
Not at the moment. Not right now, no, because I did a big tour earlier in the year. So I'm just excited about doing it outside of Ireland. I'm also going to a family wedding while I'm over there.
Lovely.
And what does one wear? You know what? When you're in a storm, rain-ridden Ireland, it's really hard to get your head around. I'm going to a hot place in a couple of weeks.
A linen suit.
Everyone says linen.
And a nice shirt that you can just take the jacket off and let the hair down, Dermot.
It's really, like, for Brendan, it's fine. He's very stylish.
You're very stylish.
Most Irish men can't wear linen. We can't show off our ankles.
You can, of course.
You know, a little loafer and a linen
suit. Did you see what we wore yesterday?
I'm not a loafer. We sweat too much. Linen is the worst thing to wear when you're sweating.
We do. Dermot William, thanks so much. Should we all go for a Bravado coffee now?
Yes,
Let's do that.
Delicious.
Thanks for coming to see us.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glamour.
Spooky sequence.
And wigs.
98 FM.
Welcome to Friday's edition of Matchy Matchy. I don't recall ever playing Matchy Matchy on All Hallows Eve.
No.
Oh, well, you're in for a treat this morning. If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you will be winning this.
It's Halloween.
It's so spooky. And you can make it even spookier when you escape reality and enter virtual reality.
Yes, win this virtual reality all-in-one headset.
Play games, watch a movie, or cast a spell.
What?
Hocus pocus and win with Matchy Matchy. Who?
Terrifying. Thank you so much for that spooky introduction, AI, Rebecca and Brendan. And good morning and happy Friday to Donna in Rathcoole. Donna, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy
Donna.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Halloween. What are the plans for later? Are you going trick-or-treating?
Absolutely. Wouldn't get away with not going now with the kids. They're dying to go out.
And what are the kids' names, Donna?
So we have Zoe and Roy, and then Amelia is 14 and she is not coming trick-or-treating with us this year. Our first year without her, which we're all devastated.
She's graduated.
She's going off with her friends now, so and she's not coming out.
Donna, will you dress up yourself?
No, I don't dress up, but my husband dresses up as something ridiculous every single year. He's been a toilet, he's been a gorilla in a cage. Every year it gets worse.
Do you know what he's going to do today?
He is actually going to dress up as the Flintstones, one of Barney, I think.
Barney.
Oh, yes. Brilliant.
Love that. Love that, Donna. Okay, before trick or treat, we would love to treat you. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
The kids are saying Rebecca, but Brendan, I think I'm going to go with you.
Donna, thank you so
made
much.
His day.
I've only been twice in about 4 weeks.
Brendan, before you leave, sorry, I'm just giving him his broom so we can head to the soundproof booth. Brilliant stuff. Okay, sorry, I'm just rejigging. I have to move chairs. It's been a while since I've done this, Donna.
I know, okay. You've been so lucky, but I just feel like Brendan might be lucky today.
Oh, listen, fingers crossed. Okay, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy is morning.
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 Morning time.
Morning time. Your second word, ring.
Ring. What?
Ring.
Ring sound. Ring sound.
Ring doorbell. Ring doorbell.
Ring doorbell. And your third word, national.
Anthem.
Anthem.
National anthem. So we have morning time, ring, doorbell, and national anthem. Donna and co, are we locking those in?
What do you think, guys? We lock it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, lock it in.
Locking it in. And we are welcoming Brendan back into studio from a spooky soundproof booth this Halloween.
I took a broom back in. I flew on a broom.
Very good. Very Winifred Sanderson. Okay, Brendan.
Yes.
Your first word this morning, morning.
I've two, but I don't think Donna's going to say either of those. Morning. 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 Morning breath.
Morning.
They were, no, both options were horrific and the other
morning
one was worse.
Morning breath.
I'm so sorry, Donna.
Your second word. Ring.
Doorbell.
Ring doorbell. And so your third word,
no,
national.
National. Flag.
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this
no.
Halloween morning with Donna in Rathcool?
I'm so sorry. What sorry. Did you say after
guys,
morning?
I hit morning breath could be the new fish slice. sorry, morning. Donna said time. You both said ring doorbell. Well done.
Okay.
And then Donna went with national anthem.
National anthem, great one. I was going to say morning glory and I said I can't say that now. I've just said it.
How was I? And I said I can't say that.
It's
yeah,
a song.
Donna. Yeah, we two of us were in the
it's
same.
It's a song.
Yeah.
Donna, it wasn't to be this morning, but we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag and we hope you have a fab time trick-or-treating with the family.
Thank you so much,
Donna,
guys.
Happy Halloween.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Brendan, sorry, that made me howl.
I don't know why I felt like I couldn't say it and then I said it anyway.
Gas.
And Donna wants to say it too.
If you would like to play Matchy Matchy any morning next week, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.